So we continue to walk through the Acts of the Apostles, and yesterday we heard the story in the beginning of the 16th chapter, and we remain in the 16th chapter, and both these sections of our first reading, both yesterday and today, they end the same way. Paul has an encounter yesterday with Lydia, today with a jailer, and both accounts end with Paul proclaiming the gospel to each of them, baptizing them and their entire households, and then both Lydia and then the jailer inviting them into their homes. So the end result was the same, but the beginning points of these two stories are different. Yesterday, Lydia, we know, was a worshiper of God. Paul goes outside the city to a spot where he thought would be conducive for prayer, and there he finds Lydia and a group of women who I would assume are there praying. He mentions that they're a worshiper, she's a worshiper of God. So there was already maybe an openness to Lydia and the women there. Whereas today, with the jailer, there's no indication at all that there's a belief in God. You can imagine even that there's hostility towards the jailer and Paul and his companion Silas. You know, we don't know for sure, but you know, I can't imagine that the jailer was extremely gentle with Paul and Silas as he put him in the cell, the innermost cell. He bound up their legs and shackled them, we hear today. Probably didn't do it very gingerly. The jailer maybe even continued with the beating of them with rods, as we hear in the 16th chapter. So there's a hostility. It wasn't open. And so I just, you know, praying with the difference of yesterday's encounter and today's encounter, I think that today is, the jailer is more indicative to so many, we would say, reluctant atheists today. Those who live their life not believing in God, but not necessarily wanting it. It's just that they're looking for a reason to, they're looking for a reason to believe in God. They want it in them. Recently read a study that showed that since the pandemic hit, the word prayer, or how to pray, the phrase how to pray, has surged in Google searching, or in the Google search. It draws in mind a lot of work by a woman by the name of Sherry Waddell. She wrote a book, Forming Intentional Disciples, which was really taken off in the church and has been a great asset in the church, and as well as my ministry and how to look at evangelization. And in here, she talks about the five thresholds that a person needs to go through in order to become an intentional disciple. And she really, in her work, she really stresses the importance of pre-evangelization. So before that, one is able to get to the spot and to be open to hear the gospel, to get to the point of surrendering their life to Christ, they need to have these moments of pre-evangelization. And her first threshold that she talks about is initial trust. And she says, a person is able to trust or has a positive association with Jesus Christ, the church, a Christian believer, or something identifiably Christian. Without some kind of bridge of trust in place, people will not move closer to God. This is especially important today for us. People do not trust God, maybe specifically would say as Catholics, or even start further behind the eight ball, because people do not trust the church. It's almost as if the word Catholic for a non-believer, somebody who's outside the church, again, those are the people that this church here exists for, to evangelize and reach them. And so the word Catholic, Our Lady of Mercy being a Catholic church, or when we talk to them and say, I'm a Catholic, it just puts us behind the eight ball with the way the church is seen today, with the scandal, with even inner fighting within the church. So Sherry Waddell, over and over again, talks about the importance now of trust needs to be there. And so I look at Paul, and I see how Paul and Silas, is their time in this cell. We don't know the exact moment where the jailer was able to move and turn to Paul, ultimately leading to the spot of curiosity, which is the second threshold for Sherry Waddell. He turns to Paul and Silas and says, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" He gets to the point where he becomes curious. He becomes in a spot where he wants to seek out, how do I invite Jesus into my life? Prior to that, what happened? He saw Paul and Silas in the cell throughout the night after they got beaten, after they were scourged, after they were thrown into the cell. They were singing hymns full of joy. That's the jailer seeing that and pointing to that and saying, "Huh, why do they keep having this joy when their feet are shackled? They just got beaten. What else happened? Something outside of this earthquake." Also was the compassion that Paul and Silas showed him when he drew his sword and ready to commit suicide. Paul came to the rescue right away, and Silas, and saying, "Do not harm yourself. Like, we're all here." I imagine Paul maybe just sitting with the jailer as he's just scratching his head, maybe crying, wondering, you know, is, of course we know he has children at home. Paul probably just sat with him and listened to him, was compassionate, maybe heard his story, where he came from. Here it is what's needed for us today in a world where we live in a post-Christendom, an apostolic age. We need to be these trust builders. We need to be these bridge builders. People are not coming to the church doors, knocking on them and saying, "Let us in." Well, I guess in the pandemic right now they are, but I mean, non-Christians, we need to be voices that are conducive of people just having a positive, as Sherry Waddell says, just in a positive association with the church, a positive association with somebody who's Christian. So let it be for us as we're in this time of lockdown, of maybe especially when the lockdown does get over and we begin to be able to see others again and interact with each other in person again, of how can I be this this trust builder, this bridge builder for others, not just after the lockdown, but now, whether it be phone calls of checking in on somebody, not being overtly spreading the gospel at first, but it's the first threshold, just being a positive association, the first threshold. Trust.